With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A bill to kickstart smart economic growth in ag-dependent rural areas has been introduced in the State House of Representatives. Republican Jim Walsh testified recently before a House Technology and Economic Development Committee on behalf of the Washington Rural Jobs Act, House Bill 1422.
It's a bill that uses some targeted tax preferences to encourage private sector lenders, financial institutions, not banks, but kind of companies that are specialized in business financing, business lending, to come into rural markets and rural parts of this state and finance companies, basically, make money available, capital available for operations and growth to small firms.
Walsh is co-sponsoring the bill with Representative Brian Blake and says it's probably not a program for companies that are just getting started.
It's not a model that would support startups as much as companies that have been around for a little while and are small, have, you know, maybe under a few million a year in sales, a couple of employees, give them the kind of access to capital they need to grow, to take, to kind of move up to the next level, to staff up to maybe 20 employees and move into bigger facilities, that kind of thing.
The Washington Rural Jobs Act proposes using a mix of federal and state resources like the USDA's Rural Investment Program. Listen tomorrow for more on the bill and how it will be spread throughout the state. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.